It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by MIDI Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We've got KU football talk, KU basketball talk coming with Shreya Slaughter. Shreya, welcome in. How are you this morning?
Good.
cold. And that is why I'm not wearing a Hawaiian shirt today. I woke up, looked at it. It was 34 degrees. I was like, Jesus, I should probably turn off the AC.
Yeah.
And switch to heat because it's getting that time of the year.
I just had our guy, our tech to do the heater checks and all that stuff. So I guess it is that time. We had to flip ours on 2 nights ago. We finally caved and put it on. Okay. Let's start with football, and we do want to talk college hoops. Just real quick, because I don't even know how much people are interested in this one. KU is a 6.5-point favorite at home against Houston. I'm pretty surprised by that, but you can't win your first until you win your first. So, you know, how do you feel about this one against Houston? How does this one line up for you?
Well, I think – you know, you look at this game and you look at the way Houston is. They just benched their quarterback against TCU and they started a backup. And he did a decent job, put up 150 yards passing and 90 yards on the ground. You know, there's a little uncertainty on what you're going to see from the Houston offense. They're struggling all year offensively, only averaging about 13 points per game. And I look at the schedule and honestly, if KU doesn't win this game, I don't know where they win the rest of the year. We've gotten to that point, and just because the rest of the schedule is now – to field with teams that are in the top 25. You know, every point of that is an upset. So I think KU being 6.5-point favorites isn't super surprising, you know, because I don't think this Houston Cougars team is particularly good. But, you know, what we've seen from Kansas football so far isn't particularly good either. You know, I think I would give the edge to Kansas, but, you know, until, like you said, until they win, I can't sit there and tell you definitively that I believe in Kansas Jayhawks football because they haven't won a game in over a month.
I think, you know, in reality, it's more about until they close and finish a game. They should have a lot of wins this year that they don't have. I thought the last game was the best performance by Jalen Daniels. And you know, however you want to look at it, by Grimes, you know, I thought it was both of their best performances. It still wasn't enough to get the win, but have you had any feel or any indication that there has been progress and there may be a groove forming between those two in the offense?
Yeah, I think so. I talked to Lance Leipold about it Monday. I asked him in the press conference and it's like, hey, I think this was the best performance that Jalen has had all year. And Lance agreed. And he said, you know, he did a lot of things that Jalen of the old did, you know, like we've seen that, you know, intermediate throw range where I've talked about a few times where he's excelled at through the years. He had a couple of really nice passes there. He had a nice couple of rollouts, I think, you know, where they gave him some space to kind of get up and kind of survey the field. Overall, I was really impressed with Jalen in a game where there's a lot to kind of be disappointed by if you're a KU fan. You know, I think, you know, obviously they didn't win the game, and you've talked about it, closing games is the biggest issue with this program, but you know, whatever way you win or lose at this point, you know, you're halfway through the season. I'm not going to make excuses for Kansas anymore because, you know, like they are what they are. Either they turn around and switch after this bye week or they're out of bowl contention after this week. So, you know, you're sitting at a very dangerous situation if you're the Jayhawks. And, you know, I think that 100% starts with getting right on Saturday with a Jalen Daniels performance similar to what it was 2 weeks ago.
I have a fear, and I'm going to tell you what that fear is. It's the what if. What happens if? What if KU loses to Houston? What happens with the fans? What happens with the players? What happens with the coaches? That's a big question, what if. This is Houston. You should win. But if you don't win, what happens to those three groups? Coaches, players, fans. What happens with them?
You know, I think it's a really good question, and I've been thinking about that. What happens if they lose Saturday? You know, because we're constantly asking ourselves what happens. I think you know, fans are going to tune out. Basketball season starts in about 2 weeks. I think there's a lot of excitement around this team. Preseason number one. You know, at the end of the day, this is a college basketball school, no matter what anyone tells you. You know, they get up for college basketball, and as they should. You know, players, I think at that point, you know, it's, you know, what are they playing for? Anything besides pride. You're playing for pride at that point and just trying to turn the season around to a respectable margin. And the coaching staff, I don't expect any changes. And you know, like immediate future. I think if they're going to make any changes, it would have been at the bye week, right? Kate Lance, typically, historically, if you look at his programs he's coached, he's not one to let go of his coaches. And if he does let go, it usually happens in the offseason. So, you know, if they go out there and lose to Houston and don't win a game the rest of the year, yeah, I anticipate changes, but I think it would be at the end of the year, not midway through.
Shreyas, let's talk basketball. Football plays this weekend. It's all out there, 2:30. We'll see if they can get it done. Basketball is a much chippier topic right now. And Ken asks, and I think this is a good way to start, should the Jayhawks be ranked number one when they couldn't defend the three last year? They don't have a rim protector and they lost their best defender. So I think you can just start it that way. I think they should be ranked number one in a preseason poll, which means less than ever just because we know the most about them of those teams. But how would you assess how they have addressed some of those big needs from last year? You know, the three-point line on both sides, a rim protector. You know, even though McCullough's availability was a major issue, they do need to replace him as a defender out there.
You know, I think that conversation of whether they are ranked number one or ranked whatever in the poll, no offense to my other fellow writers that wrote on the AP poll, but it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. I don't care about it. I don't think it matters. In the grand scheme of things, it's just another poll that you see at the end of the week because to see how the progress is. We have no idea how good these teams are until they play basketball. You know, I think on paper, Kansas has done a tremendous job of addressing their shooting concerns. They brought in A.J. Store, who can hoot it from deep. Shaquille Moore is a decent shooter. David Coit is a guy who shoots really well from deep. You know, they brought in a rim protector in Floyd Badenga. I was talking to a lot of his teammates at Media Day, and they were impressed. Ryland Griffin told me he might be the best rim protector he's seen in his time in college basketball. And this is a guy that played multiple games, he played 2 years at Alabama, including a team that had Brandon Miller and some other teams. You know, and on paper, this Kansas team is as locked and loaded as it's been in the 2 years that I've covered the beat. They are very deep. Obviously, it doesn't really matter because we said the same thing last year and we saw how it played out. I think on paper, this team looks to be more oriented or play a lot of different ways. And, you know, Bill Self talked about it on Media Day that one of the best things this team has is it's not one-dimensional in the way they play. I think last year you knew clearly they can't shoot a three ball. And I looked at the numbers again last year. It was like opponents were shooting, I think, making 8-point-something threes per game, and Kansas was making 4.9. You can't win modern basketball games. At the end of the day, sometimes it's just a math equation. And, you know, I think the math equation favors KU this year more than other years because they went out there and they've reloaded the wagons, as Kansas fans would say. And I think they've gone out there and done a tremendous job of surrounding Hunter Dickinson and DeJuan Harris with, you know, shooters, surrounding them with guys who can go out there and score the ball, you know, from all different levels. And Zeke Mayo is another guy that I'm really excited to see. I mean, Self is kind of, you know, really lauded about his performance this summer, talked about how he's been the best player they've had for most of the summer. He's kind of fell off a little bit this past bit, but he said he's looked good overall. You know, this Kansas team looks to be much better than last year. Number one team in the country. I subscribe to the belief that I have no idea. But number two, you know, if I was voting the AP poll, I'd pick UConn just because they won the national championship, right? You know, I know they're reloaded or whatever, but until they lose in a devastating fashion,
it's impossible. It's impossible for us to follow the portal for every team. And no, I agree with you. It doesn't matter for KU. It doesn't matter for UConn. It matters for teams like Wichita State, who we follow, who, you know, those preseason expectations will be a factor into their non-con. But for KU, and it follows right into the Big 12 question. Historic. Five teams in the top 10 out of the Big 12. I think it's eight inside what would be the top 40. This league is ridiculous. It's like the SEC for football. But if, you know, if you're KU, the chances to win the Big 12 are, like, this conference is insanity. And you look at it and it's like, okay, are they going to put 10 Big 12 teams in this year? I mean, it's a bigger conference, so maybe they do. But I cannot wait for conference basketball. We've never seen anything like this.
It's a locked and loaded conference from top to bottom. I think, you know, even the bottom of the conference could probably be in the middle of the pack for a lot of other conferences. Oh, yeah. That's what's going to happen. And, you know, I think that's the best possible thing if you're a KU fan. You'll know within the first 10, 15 games where this KU's team at, where this KU team is overall, how they match up against some of the best teams in the country, in or out of the conference. And, you know, I think, remember last year, by January, if you were a KU fan or if you followed KU basketball at all, you kind of knew this team wasn't good enough to be making a deep run in March unless a lot of things went right. And I think that for this KU team, we'll know. We'll know because they play teams like UNC, they play Duke, you know, they're going to play Creighton. You know, they're going to play a lot of really good teams. And teams that are, you know, going to give them, I think, a fight in every game. I mean, Creighton, for God's sake, is favored against them, according to KenPom. I mean, that's a game to watch out for. And, you know, I just look at this KU team, and I think this could be the best team that I've covered in my 2 years ish on the beat. It'll be 2 years in November. But we don't know that, right? Things change. People underperform or overperform. And I think the biggest thing is we need to figure out where they're at. Just play style wise, maybe 5-10 games into the season.
You know, we live in a world where in college sports, football still is kind of like the king. And you see the SEC and you see the Big Ten trying to schedule their non-conference games with each other, basically trying to shut out the rest of the conferences in the country. They're scheduling between themselves, and there's an effort to do that. Does basketball, with the fact that you've got five or six teams in the top 10, 12, whatever it is, five really good teams in the top 10, I'll put it that way, in the Big 12, does that help keep the Big 12 in the hunt for, you know, college superiority on the football side? Because we all know, I hate to say this, football's king. It's going to be king. It's going to stay king. You know, the king is not dead. The king is alive and well in football. What does basketball do for the Big 12 to try to keep them in the hunt with regards to being those conferences that make a difference other than the Big 12, the Big 10 and the SEC? By the way, and when you look at the SEC, they're making an effort towards basketball with Arkansas offering their new head coach $13 million in NIL money for players alone. $13 million. Those kids are going to be millionaires before they leave the University of Arkansas. They're making a push. What about the Big 12 and the overall big picture of where we're at?
You know, I think that's a really good question because we look at it, the national relevancy of the conference revolve around the Big 12 being the best basketball conference by far. The minute the Big 12 loses that, the minute that's, you know, I think it's over for the conference of relevancy. And I mean, like, we can clearly say right now the Big 12 is the best basketball conference and they're third in football. But the minute they're second and third, I think, you know, it's danger territory because we're moving towards, you know, a super conference between those two conferences. And I'm a Georgia grad and a Georgia fan. I mean, like, they've put a lot more into basketball this past year than they have since the Tom Crean years. And, you know, like, I'm excited for this team that they might finish top half the conference or the bottom half as usual. And that's just one team. And I think the conference knows that there is some, both conferences know that, you know, football is king and the Big 12 knows that too. And, but I think there's something to be said about having a conference that is so dominant in basketball. You know, I don't think there's any conference that really comes close in kind of the feel around it. You know, the only conference I think comes around the competitiveness aspect of it was the Big East. And I covered, you know, UConn for a year, and those rivalries kind of run deep because of all the, you know, religious ties and this and that. But, you know, the Big East has their own issues. They don't have a football. Most of those programs don't have football teams. So, you know, I think the moment Big 12 squanders the lead that they have on basketball, then Brett Yormark and the rest of his, you know, ADs around the conference know they're in trouble. So I think as big as they can build that gap, they should build it. I think that's why they should have come out there and got Gonzaga. It doesn't matter if they would have helped them in any other sport, but being the best by far conference in basketball has some value to it. And I think it as long as you can keep that, the Big 12 staves off the football is king Super Conference.
They're gonna separately negotiate the Big 12 basketball contract. Just wait, it's happening. The Pac-12 is doing the same thing. That's why they did get Gonzaga, and they're poaching. They're trying to position themselves as a basketball league too. It's going to happen in the next round. We're going to see separate contracts. I really do believe that. That's how you combat what's happening in football. Shreyas, we appreciate it. What do you guys have going for us at the Star this week?
Yeah, I'll probably have a story sometime later this week. I talked and sat down with Elmarco Jackson about his rehab process and talking about what he's been doing and what he's not been doing and, you know, kind of what that looks like. Also, we'll have typical football coverage. We'll have a cart of my film breakdown with Carter Stanley about, you know, what Jalen Daniels did right against Arizona State. And, you know, it should be a fun week, a busy week. We've got late night in the fog Friday, Houston, KU Saturday, and busy week overall. If you're a KU fan, a busy week for me.
It'll be, maybe we can get that win. Boy, it'd be nice. Be nice to get a little buzz going before that Sunflower Showdown. Shreyas, you can follow his work at the Kansas City Star. Follow him on social media. We appreciate it. Thanks for being on. Next week, we'll see that Hawaiian, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.